apologize to Advaita Acharya for whom Advaita Acharya.
No, we don't have to connect for too long.
I sometimes say things not very I intend when I said. Now, everyone who's in the group is really sent by Lord Krishna. This is very important note for me to say. I also want to. Hare Krishna.
In the airport.
In the airport, yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. We are now moving into a very interesting part of our retreat. Up till now, we have heard more or less the teaching which is called the frontal teaching. One presenter presents some thoughts. Now we will go into another, and I believe for a retreat, very important session. The session of sharing, the session of trying to tap the realizations which are there in the devotees in our group, and so on. And I want to request you to really participate in this important group. Prabhupada always used the, when he wanted to illustrate the power of the group, he several times, to my knowledge, explained how when wild geese are flying together, their company gives the individual strength. Of course, the individual has to fly alone. It has to move the wings. But there is a certain strength which is given by the group to an individual. So we really want to tap now into this strength. Up till now, we have tried to give to learn different new perspectives maybe, or different new techniques even, to make our japa work. Now we want to hear from the group intelligence and share in the strengths of the group. And for this section, I'm very happy to request Anuttama Prabhu as our facilitator. He is known in our society, at least in Europe. Here he is known, I believe, as a GBC and temple president and troubleshooter and everything. In Europe he is known as Mr. Communication because he has given communication seminars and trained us in many ways, for instance, attentive listening behavior and non-attentive listening behavior. I remember these words from the courses. So let us now empower our Anuttama with our full faith in his abilities by loudly exclaiming, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo! Hare Krishna.
We're thinking one thing, although we're discussing how the Vaishnava Association is kind of the front, the back, the side of the Vaishnava, it's all the same. But we're hoping we can try to sit in a circle. So there's only a few people in couches. Maybe the people in couches can be on the same couch, and the people in the pillows can move down. Because we have two rows, so we really don't want to have two rows. If you, Bonhart, you could just move back towards the glass, and that kind of fixes the problem on this side. Jai Gaur said, if you can just slide over the window, and the ladies, you got to figure it out. It's that's a mess over here.
Your turn. Okay.
Okay. It's just gonna, I'm just going to be asking everybody else to talk.
Okay. Well, until you can do that.
Okay.
As soon as you do that, then I'll take it to that person.
Yeah, just one row, not two rows deep. Everybody should be able to see everybody's face. That's what we want to try. Timmy boy, you want to either go up or go over? Oh, I think you need to move to this side. I think that's the problem. I'm sorry. Then that can go back if you want. Okay.
We're going to try this in one big group, but if it turns out to be too big of a group, maybe we'll break into smaller groups. That's, I was having some anxiety thinking maybe we'd be better to break into a smaller group. But Maharaj was suggesting, and he asked me just to help in this section, that because there's so many devotees, if we added the number of years here, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, was there like 29 of us or something? Probably an average of 20 years. There's probably about, in this life alone, about 600 years experience of chanting Hare Krishna, which is more than certainly any one or two or three of us could equal. So Maharaj was suggesting this might be a nice time before our most intensive day tomorrow to kind of gain from each other's experience and insights and thoughts. And so we'll try to do this as a large group, and then again we'll see how it goes. Sometimes with this bigger group it's very easy to share our thoughts and respond, and sometimes it moves too slow or it moves too fast, and too many people want to interact, and then you need to break into smaller groups. So we'll just kind of see what happens. And if we need to, we'll change gears partway through. But the idea was we just maybe pose some questions. In the communications course that Maharaj mentioned, the most enlivening part of the whole four-day course is when we talk about internal communications and developing relationships with devotees. And one of the exercises that we go through, one thing is we have everybody stand up and appreciate everybody else in the room for 10 minutes. We won't do that here, but it's a great experience. It just makes you totally change your focus on things. And I've experienced in temples where people knew each other for 20 years, but they never said, thank you for cooking lunch for me for the last 20 years. They never took time to do that. And when they stop and do that, then they're just amazing, the kind of relationships. I mean, literally, people just walk around and cry and hug for 15 minutes. When you stop them, they all say, why do we have to stop? And I always tell them, you don't have to stop. I was just showing you how you should do it for the next 20 years in the temple here. But so after that, what's the thing that people like the most is we break into groups of threes and talk about, why did I become a devotee? And why do I stay a devotee? Two separate questions, and they share that. And the kind of things you hear from each other, I can remember in South America, I was in a small group with one woman devotee. I don't remember her name or what she looked like, but whatever. She was a Bijari. And in this little group, she was just sharing how, when she first came to the temple, how she just realized that God was in the deity, and for how many years she'd been worshiping the deity. And she went on for 3 or 4 minutes. And me with my stone hard heart and major realization about the deities, I was just in awe of her experience. But I remember to this day how for her it was so moving to hear her relationship with Krishna through the deities. And everybody has amazing stories. If you ever get a chance to do that, if you're in a group of devotees sometime and everybody doesn't know what to say or they're talking too much bajalpa, tell everyone, just try and experiment for 10 minutes. Let's tell each other how we became devotees. And there's just phenomenal stories. Every one of them is worth being put in print and very, very inspiring. So what we want to do here is try to have a similar thing in a larger group. And again, we'll see how that goes. We might have to readjust the size of the room. But to talk a little bit about perhaps sharing some of our experiences with chanting. And as Maharaj said, my life with the holy name, that seemed kind of a grandiose title for me. So I kind of toned it down to my experience of chanting or experiences with chanting. Experiences and or challenges. Because I think part of the concept of a retreat is Maharaj is leading us wonderfully as our retreat leader. But part of the idea is we're all going on a journey together and we're sharing with each other. It's kind of like taking a walk through the woods. You know, you're all making that walk together and different people are noticing different things. Somebody says, oh, did you notice the deer? And somebody else says, well, when I came down this morning, I heard this beautiful sound. And someone else says, I experienced this. It enriches the whole thing and helps remind us, oh, I should look for that too. Or, oh, I better watch out. I didn't know there was a big pit on the hole on the way to Prashad. I mean, are you okay? I'm glad you're okay. I'm going to watch out for that hole in the ground that I don't trip too. So that type of an idea. Experiences we might want to share, either a singular experience or some some feeling or concept or something we've experienced with our chanting, or challenges, or perhaps just some insight that you've gained in the, what, almost two full days now that we've been together, through some of the things that we've learned, or some of the things with your chanting, or you've overheard in other conversations. So those ideas, experiences, challenges, or some insights particularly gained from this weekend. And we'll start it out in a large group and see where it goes. And there's, I think, some opportunity, too, to somebody mentioned something and somebody else wants to say, oh, I had a similar experience on that, or I had that same problem, and here's what I've tried to do to address that. Crossing the vast desert, here's some thoughts I've had on the desert, or I had a similar experience. Or was it once one devotee one time was told, Prabhupada, when I chant Hare Krishna, I just see a big blue haze, and Prabhupada's response was, don't worry, it'll keep chanting, it'll go away.
Red light.
So, you know, we may want to help each other with those kind of insights too, you know. Don't worry, Rangavati, it'll go away. It's all right, you know. So that was the thought. We kind of want to have it free structured. We'll just go for whatever, half an hour, hour, see what happens. And would anyone like to start? And if not, I asked a few people just to kind of give some preliminary thoughts so they could be prepared, or we can just open it up. Rasagya.
I knew it. there's this misconception that people think because one's been a performer that it's very easy to speak, but it's actually just the opposite.
Sorry.
I've been designated the mic man.
did everyone hear? I need a script. Where's my script? I actually.
Okay, good question.
We should be very open here.
Anyone prefer that we turn off the microphone?
Actually, if you ask me, I believe it's better to not record. Why? Because we are now in this group, and this is a very group which we know. But when you imagine to address an audience which you do not know, you don't feel so comfortable. It might edit your statements. And this is a serious attempt to go and share. So let us not the other things we can record, the official presentation, so but this we should not.
So we'll turn the microphone up, but just so that you feel comfortable.
You've been unplugged.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, I think, with